Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra radio show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 27th of April, and it is a very special day for us today in the studio because we are now 1 year old. It's our first anniversary here on the Business Bunker Extra radio show.
Woo-hoo!
I am joined in the studio by my two fabulous, fabulous, wonderful co-hosts, the wonderful Gemma Fairclough-Haynes of Orchard Employment Law.
Woo-hoo!
And Molly Moodle, right, from Molly Moodle Media.
Hello,
ladies. It's so good to be here. And we're also joined in the studio today by the lovely Julie Stevens of Unique Designs.
Hello.
Welcome to the madhouse. We're all a bit excited today because it is. We have now been on air for one full year, 53 shows.
53?
Today, including today.
Today's show is 53rd show. Yeah.
That is crazy, isn't it? I know.
How is that? Just look, where have we gone? And all the guests that we've had on, all the co-hosts that we've had on. We have to say a huge, huge thank you to the co-hosts that have joined us over the last year. We have the fabulous Chris Pollard. Thank you, Chris, so much for joining us. And we have had Mark Lemesma, the magician, Mark Lemesma. And we've also had Spencer Wood, another magician. We had a little bit of a theme going on with magicians there. And we've also had the wonderful Sasha Mulligan, who has co-hosted.
She has, yeah.
She has.
She just completed the London Marathon.
She has. Huge shout out to Sasha, who not only completed the London Marathon on Sunday within 7 hours and 5 minutes. I was tracking her the whole day.
Wow.
Yep, she did amazingly. Every photo I've seen of her, she was smiling.
Yeah, oh, good for her.
Exactly. Yeah, and so many people have said it was the most brutal one because it was so hot.
Yeah.
And obviously there's lots of things going on.
And they ran out of water, didn't they, I heard, on the marathon.
Did they?
Yeah, some stations didn't have any water.
Oh, it's crazy.
So it was especially hot for them.
So it was amazing. So well done, Sasha. Well done you. She is just the type of person, you know, she would do it because she's just so focused, so driven. So well done, Sasha. That's fantastic. Yeah, and welcome to you, the listeners. We thank you all for listening to us for the last year, or some of you might have just been listening today, but now you found us. Don't leave us. We have got loads going on today. We've got Julie to speak to. We've got lots of events to talk about. We, as always, want to hear from you, the listener. So please do tweet in. What anniversary are you at with your business? What's going on with your business? You know, what year are you at? Tweet us at Bunker Extra with an X with a hashtag BXtra BBunker. Let us know. You know what? If you want to wish us a happy anniversary, give us a call in the studio. Go on, somebody call, please. One day somebody will call the phone. The number is 01233220035. That's 01233220035. And you can, as ever, if you'd like to come on the show as a guest, if you've got an event you want to tell us about, email me at bunkerextra@gmail.com. Now, on last week's show, I was joined in the studio by Paul Andrews. He was my co-host, and our guest was Richard Bell, the security expert. And it was great to have Richard on. And the good news is Richard is now going to be back regularly once a month to help keep us updated with anything going on business worldwide to do with security, cybersecurity, to help us, all us business owners, keep ourselves safe. It's quite scary because all the things when you're thinking about when you're setting up a business, security is probably not the first thing you think about because you think, oh, I'm so small, they won't. You know, they won't attack me. And that's just not true.
But they do, though. So the other day I had an email from somebody I know. And I thought, this is really strange. And the email said, "Dear Gemma, I've sent you this document to look at." And there was an attachment, but it just didn't look right. So I then messaged the person and said, "Did you send me an email?" And they said, "No."
Oh, my goodness.
So thankfully, I hadn't opened it. They got onto their IT guys and there was some sort of, what do you call it?
Hacking?
Yeah, sort of hacking thing that had been sent out to all of everyone in their email list. So if they had opened that document, then their computer would have been infected. So you've got to be so, so careful, haven't we?
It's just crazy. And even Richard was saying something you don't think about. You know, when you go to exhibitions and shows, one of the freebies everybody gives out is a USB stick. Mm. How do you know that USB stick has not got a virus on it?
Well, you don't, do you?
Exactly.
We have too much faith in humanity.
Well, you've got to remember there's bad people out there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he'll be back once a month to keep us updated or just to scare the hell out of us.
Yeah.
One way or another, but it's stuff that we need to know. What have you been up to, ladies? We're going to have a quick chat and then we're going to speak to Julie.
Actually, 3 years, actually, Lucy. Sorry, She's wrong.
Lucy Talbot from Aldred Employment Law, aka Gemma's Business. She just tweeted in to say, it's our 2-year anniversary next month. It's actually their three year anniversary.
3 years.
Well done, Lucy, for remembering.
Good try.
Great job.
So, what anniversary are you at?
I think I'm on my third.
You think?
Yeah. No, yeah, I haven't really.
When did you officially start? What was the date?
I officially come up with the idea of starting my own business. It was after Friday the 13th. So it was like Saturday the 14th of like February. I sort of took 2 weeks off to chillsies, and then I got started within March of 2015.
So
3 years.
3 years.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. It's just flying by. It's going by far too quick.
And so, Gemma, obviously we know that Orchard Implement Law is 3 years.
Yeah,
I am also this year at 3 years with Butterflies Business Events on the 1st of July. Julie, where are you at?
Well, I'm starting my 11th year.
Wow.
May.
Wow.
There you go. Next month.
So are we making you feel old?
Thank you. I come on here to be complimented and feel my age.
We love you. That's amazing.
So it's 10 years just finishing and into the 11th year, which seems absolutely crazy. And when I was actually reviewing my CV, shall we say, a little while ago, it suddenly struck me that this is the job I've had the longest.
Oh, really?
So in all of my career, since goodness knows how many years when I started out working, it's been the longest.
That's
which,
cool.
Yeah.
That is cool.
I've set myself up for a challenge.
But that's the thing, I guess, and that's the thing is you've got to remember every milestone, isn't it? Every year is a milestone, and you look back at what you've achieved in that time. We said about it last week, there's so many people that are like, oh, I want to get here, and I've still got so much work to do, and they beat themselves up and they get so frustrated because they've still got a long way to go without looking back and going, oh, wow, but look how far I've come. It's always good to look back and reflect on what you've come.
And every day, in one sense, is a new day.
Well, exactly.
And you kind of don't think that you've been doing it for 10 years. And I think certainly with what I'm doing, it's different clients, different projects. You're always learning something new. So nothing's ever repeated. So it's always a challenge.
That's the thing I think as well. A lot of people don't think about is running a business. Is that it's a journey.
It is.
Such a huge journey.
And you grow with that. I mean, I think when you step into it, when you finally find your stride and everything just feels right and everything's going the exact way you want it, you have to change who you are in yourself, your mindset, how you live. And that is probably the hardest thing is accepting the own change in yourself and realising, actually, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just trying to find my feet. And that's why it's always hard when you start off. So it's funny now looking 3 years on and you feel like, you've just been doing. You only started a year ago, and it just goes so quick, doesn't it?
But it's a bit of a strange thing, isn't it? Because it feels like it's gone really, really quickly.
But also, like you've done it forever.
Yeah,
yes. That's so true.
But like you've never done anything else.
Yeah, yeah.
It becomes a habit almost, and I think with whatever you do, there's always something new to learn in what you're doing. So, with Amanda, you're obviously looking for new venues all the time. There are new venues coming onto the marketplace all the time. So you're always asking new questions. You're always having expectations for the events that you're running. Social media constantly changing, Molly. So you've got to keep up with all of that. And as for law, Gemma, goodness.
Yeah. It's always changing.
Trying to keep up with all the changes that there are in law. Yeah. Yeah. So, and design, well, it's much more sort of tactile to a certain extent, and it's much more visual connection. So I'm still also having to keep up with different thoughts and different.
It's got to be trends. I was going to say it's got to be trends as well.
Yeah, but don't get me on the subject of trends because,
why not? Why not? Let's go there. Let's talk about trends.
We're going on this journey. Let's get this journey started. Tell us how it all began.
Oh goodness! So as I said, I've been working for a number of years because I'm a little bit older than you lot, and I've been made redundant, not for the first time. And I really couldn't decide what on earth to do. It'd been quite a sad time, actually. My husband's mother had died at the same time that I had been made redundant. And it was just an emotional roller coaster, and started to apply for jobs and really, I just really wasn't feeling it. Then I just thought, you know what? I just fancy doing this for myself. So, and I'd been working in commercial office interiors for 20 years, I suppose, before. Maybe not quite 20 years, 15 years or so. Anyway, a long time. So I'd always been in interiors, always been in the built environment. And I just thought, actually, I'm kind of fed up working the big B2B solution. Let's go and work with home design. You know, you're a designer. You use the same design process, whether I'm designing office space, conference rooms, meeting rooms, as I would do for a home. So I started to think about that and thought, well, okay, then we might as well set up a limited company. Seems about the right thing to do. So as I said, I think,
as you do.
Yes, I think it was like the 15th, 16th of May in 2007, I set up the company. And it really just kind of went from there, really. Set up a website, built my own website. You know, it's kind of almost before social media was really kicking off as well. So it was just a very different challenge, I suppose, to what new businesses have now, because it was much more still feet on the ground and get out there and do the face-to-face. You couldn't sit back and think, oh, I'll just do everything online, I'll just hide. You've kind of really got to get out there. And I know that's out there now, and everyone's still talking about that's the best way. It's like, it's the face-to-face, the skin-to-skin, not just, you know, words on a screen. Absolutely. Because words can be misinterpreted. And so I started off, my first client was somebody who is still a client and I did some work for last year, down in the historic dockyard, and was working with a grade one listed ancient monument down in the dockyard. Wow. Beautiful house, and it's been a real privilege to continue to work with that client over the years, and she just keeps on coming back to me for different things. So it's been really, and to see her boys just grow up from being sort of 7-year-olds to now being strapping 6'4" youngsters at university. One's about to go to university, one's about to finish. And just seeing them grow over the 10 years, it's just been, yeah, a real privilege, actually, to do what I do.
I guess that's a nice thing as well, isn't it? It's not just about the work and the interior design. It's about the relationships you build with your clients as well.
Yeah,
and I guess
absolutely.
It has to be quite personal, because you're designing something where somewhere where they live, and you want them to, you know, your whole thing now is happy homes, isn't it? Yeah. So you have to get to know them personally.
Yeah, it's always a very personal journey. And I think some people don't actually really get that. And they want to engage with interior designers, but in a way that just gives them something almost superficial. And because they want to come up, this is why I don't always do the whole trend thing, is because people want to just keep up with the Joneses, or they just want to follow a trend. And I go much deeper than that. I want to find out who you are. You know, if I'm designing for somebody, I want to find out who you really are on the inside, and to bring out that uniqueness of you. I mean, the whole name of the business, Unique Designs, spelt the same way the makeup brand spell their name, but I was around first.
Yeah.
And but it's all about, and that came about, an old boyfriend of mine many years ago wrote me a little card, as you do, you know, when you're young and send each other cards and stuff. And he just wrote it saying, "You are unique," spelt that way. And it always stuck with me. And I thought, oh, one of these days I'll use that. And so Unique Designs was born when it became that I was going to do a company. Then that was the whole story behind that. So I don't give up my Unique Designs name very often. But
it's nice to find. No, but I always like to find behind the name, the story behind the name, yeah, as well. Because sometimes you don't necessarily see where it comes from, and that's part of your story as well, and business.
Yeah,
so it's nice to know that.
And I think it still just resonates as well, because it is all about finding out the uniqueness of you. And then for me to come through with design schemes and design solutions, working with my clients to enable them to have a home that reflects who they are. So it's then not about keeping up with the Joneses, or, well, so-and-so's got such and such, and, well, that's on trend at the moment. And there becomes a whole pressure when you think that you've got to keep up with something else or keep up with a particular trend. But when you start to design from your heart and finding out who you really are, then those colours resonate with you. The patterns are part of you. They're your textures. They're things that really work for you. And that way you get a real emotional connection every time you walk through the door of your home every evening, rather than going, oh my goodness, this place is a tip, da 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 da. You're going to be walking home going, I am really looking forward to being home, because this is my place where I can just breathe, be calm, be me, kick off my shoes and do what I want to do. And I'm happy to bring somebody else home. I'm happy to invite people in to my home, to be my guest, to sit in the dinner table, to share a meal, to have the children bring other children home.
I was going to say, is that after the children have left home? Once the children have left home and you can have your house how you want it to, rather than their toys all over the place.
It should be that. And I think that's the other thing. A lot of people think, oh, well, if I've got to have a home that's going to be designed, it's got to be perfect. No, it's just got to be home. Mm. But it's got to resonate who you are. The things that are in it reflect who you are. And if you see, you know, a lot of people like travelling. So I travel a lot, or certainly have done more in the past. One of the things I'll always endeavour to bring back is a piece of artwork. And quite often I'll speak with my clients and say, okay, well, have you got any artwork that you really like? And that will be a springboard sometimes for me as a designer to go and design from, because there'll be colours and textures and patterns and everything in that piece of artwork that just allow me to then go on and create.
It's funny you should mention that, because we used to bring back artwork when we travel.
Mm.
I can't, there's not even one piece of it up on a wall. I mean, the artwork is very precious to us because we have the memories of going to choose it and thinking that we really, really like that. However, it just doesn't go with anything in the house. So, yeah, it's really interesting.
So those sorts of pieces, and I have lots of clients who have them, but oh, we've brought them things back and it's so eclectic and it doesn't go on with anything else. I said, well, there's an ideal room in the house that becomes your art gallery. Mm. Any guesses, the three of you?
The toilet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
So your downstairs cloakroom is, I always say, is the art gallery. And even in our downstairs cloakroom, we've got montages of photographs of places that we've visited, so, and of the people that we've met on those visits. And I think it's always an ideal collection, because generally...
I'm not sure I want people that I've met looking at me while I'm on the toilet. Just thinking about
the pictures of yourself. Yeah, I want to put pictures of myself.
I haven't thought it that way.
Now you will.
When I'm looking at the Taj Mahal and when I'm looking at places in India, I don't think of that.
Can I just say, I'm going to go a little bit off topic here. We're following everyone who's been tweeting in. So thank you so much for everyone who's been tweeting in. We've got Spice Masher PM. I think you know who that is, Gemma. Lovely Bjorn. Says, happy 53rd show. Wow, fantastic show. Keep it up. Richard Bell has got in touch and said, congratulations, everyone. Have a great show and day ahead. Hashtag not jealous.
What we're going to do, Mel, is we'll go through all of those. In the second part of the show.
No less than that. Well, the problem is that, not the problem, but I've got breaking news. It's on Twitter. And the baby's name has been revealed. And I shall now reveal that the baby's name is Prince Louis Arthur Charles.
They had to have Charles.
I just thought I had to put it out there because it's all over Twitter. Here we go.
You know, it's like trouble with co-hosts. They like jump the gun. I was going to do a big announcement after the break.
Excuse me. Co-hosts. Plural or singular?
Trouble with Molly. she can't help herself. She's like, I'm so excited.
I just feel like we need to get amongst it. But yeah, I thought, here we go. Bottles up.
Another reason to open. We're going to open the bottle at the second half. Okay,
fantastic. Okay,
and then it's a bit closer to lunchtime. It doesn't seem so bad when they're drinking in the morning.
It's after 5:30 somewhere.
I like that way of thinking. Yes. Open it now. Yes, people. We have got a bottle of bubbly and a big chocolate cake and strawberries. We are going to be diving into because it is our anniversary, so we're celebrating.
Yes,
it's fabulous. So one thing I was going to ask Julie is obviously, and you sort of answered a bit of it because talking about artwork, but is obviously you've got your ideas and things that you like. How do you get into that person's head to find the type of things that they will like in their home and how they want their home to look? Because sometimes obviously you must get a mixture of clients. You must get clients that go, well, I know exactly what I want. I want this, and this. And obviously you can then advise them what will work and what work. But you must get some people go, I want it to look different, but I don't know I have no idea whatsoever.
So I've just finished a project last year finished it probably the turn of this year in the end, for a client who had moved into her house 14 years previous and had not done anything other than paint one wall white in her lounge.
Oh, I know who that
lounge.
Was, because she told me you were coming to see her, maybe.
No, I think it's a different person.
Is it? Oh, yes. Somebody said to this me that you were doing that.
This is an older lady who had retired, just hadn't had time to do anything with the house, single lady. And the house did not reflect her at all. And so it's by really a process of lots of questions to a certain extent. And I tend to sort of just intuitively pick it up, I think, from a lot of people, just by observing how they are in their home, types of things they might have, observe how we communicate. I generally will show lots of sort of paint colours and photographs of different textures and patterns and getting them to pick up on those. And then I kind of come back with, I don't do a formal mood board or scheme board for people particularly, because it's much more organic in the way that I design. So I tend to sort of come along with quite a few boxes of things that I've put together as a bit of a short list of what I think is going to work, and colour combinations, and kind of put it all together.
Mm.
So it becomes a bit of a party. And
I like that idea.
I always have a wild card up my sleeve. So I always know that it would work. But I know that it's the one that the client may or may not go for, because it's really just pushing their boundaries a little bit. So this particular lady, she'd been to Sweden and had decided that she actually kind of quite liked the whole Scandinavian feel for things. Now, the whole thing, isn't it, about don't judge a book by its cover. And sometimes when we meet people, we think we know them. And so this lady is absolutely beautiful heart, she's been in nursing for years and serves people really well, and doesn't really do anything for herself. And so doing something for the home was a real treat for her. So uncovering who she is was just a real pleasure for me, to actually allow her to shine. Because when you look at her out on the street, she's generally in black, and she wouldn't say she's got a star bone in her body type of thing, because she's like, I just don't think about it. You know, I do what I do. I get up and, you know, go shimmy and everything else. And she's just her. It's just really, it's been a real delight working with her, because we've brought out a side of her that people have just never seen of her before. But she said, I come into my home now, she said, and I just love it. She said, I sit here and it's calm. I sit here and I don't have to panic about anything. I feel secure, whereas I never felt secure in my home before. We've not changed anything other than what's on the inside. We found some surprises along the way in terms of newspapers filled into walls and electrics, live electrics buried into the wall. My decorator was wondering why, when he was trying to remove some old wallpaper and using one of those steamers, that he was, you know, getting pain up his arm and thought he was having a heart attack. And then sort of put everything down and thought, well, this is really strange. What's this going on? And then realised he was having an electric shock.
Oh my God.
Of his screwdrivers, you know, to test the wall with, as it were. And there's a live cable running down the wall.
Oh my God.
And, you know, this house, I must admit, it's just, we've almost, in one sense, kind of rebuilt the thing, because we kept finding so many problems with it. But previous people had just sort of done a Bodget and Scarpa job. So now it's all finished. We did the kitchen last. We finished off with the kitchen last year. And it is, I just love the tiles actually in there. It's just very plain, very white, lovely wooden work surface, a laminate. It wasn't an expensive kitchen. It's so small, this kitchen, but it is just beautiful. And then these turquoise tiles that just really lift the whole room. So you now come into this hallway. The hallway was really kind of just a strange place. We stripped some of the paint off. It was red, it was green. It was just really bright colours. The kitchen was a dark blue with green, and it was just really gaudy. And when we started to strip some of this wallpaper off the hallway, there was all sorts of rude words, let's say, painted on the wall. So we just had to quickly sort of whitewash all of that off. So at least she wasn't looking at that every time she came home. And now this hallway is just really opened up, and it's white, and a colour from the little green palette called Drizzle, which is a lovely sort of muted blue. It's got kind of got a grey undertone to it. So a very Scandinavian type of colour with the grey bases. But a beautiful blue and white. And then you come into the kitchen and you've got these lovely white gloss units with these blue tiles. And then we go into the lounge and dining room. It's a fairly small house, and it's a three-bedroom house, box room, very small box room upstairs. And we've gone with a, again, from the Little Green palette, and it's called China Clay and Dorchester Pink. And you kind of think, oh, pink in a lounge and dining room, really? But actually this works so beautifully because it's not any vibrant pink. It's a real sort of grey undertone of pink. But again, the light changes on it. And then there's a bit of an alcove. And as you come into this dining area with just an oak dining table, beautiful picture, which I found with some flowers and some vibrant colours of purples and greens, so a bit of a stronger colour palette. And then you turn the corner almost, and sitting in the alcove is a grey sofa. And that was one thing she said, I wanted. I want a grey sofa. And she'd had the sofa that she had had, which was bottle green from Habitat back in the 70s.
Oh, wow.
And she said, I want a grey sofa. We've got to find a grey sofa, Julie, that's going to sit in this space. Well, we found one. We went shopping and we found one. And it's kind of got a retro feel to it as well. So again, that kind of Scandinavian type of mid-century modern classic furniture look. A beautiful sofa and side stool, found some lovely side tables. But behind the sofa sits a beautiful wallpaper, and it's got quite a large design on it. But it's, again, it's this dusky pink, but with a white pattern on it. And then we've made the curtains out of the same, the matching fabrics. And then we've put in some blinds as well on there. So it's a really, really calming space.
I feel like it's really calming just listening to you talk about it.
You can picture it as well, can't
you? I can literally, you just need to make a podcast of all the houses that you decorate and exactly the colours.
The story. And the, yeah. As you're going through, you kind of, well,
that's the thing, though, isn't it? Obviously, you do all this for clients, but you don't just do that. You also help people. You do classes and masterclasses.
Yes.
And tell me a little bit about those.
Okay, so this is really exciting because I've been working on this for about 2 years. And finally, the dates are all up on the website, and we've started to promote the live masterclasses. So these are a full day workshop. The first one I'm launching is really Know Your Unique Design Style. So it is all about discovering who you are in terms of your design. And we go through stage by stage through the workshop, through the day, discovering who you are. And it's a very interactive workshop. There'll be some others that are going to be launched around budgeting. So how do you actually budget for your home? I did a survey and so many people just go out and think, oh, well, we'll get that then. Oh, well, we'll get that then. That might work. And then suddenly realise they've got no budget left because actually they've not apportioned their budget appropriately for the types of things that they need. So we've got a whole thing around budgets and planning and strategy, how to actually do your own design scheme. You know, I, again, find lots of people that don't plan. And, you know, if you don't plan, then you're never going to get the finish that you want. And unfortunately for me, I'm always the last one in on the building. You know, if you're having an extension built or a loft conversion done, the interior designer ends up being the last thing. And so often the budget gets squashed at the end because you've had to make choices along the way that you didn't plan for. You didn't realise decisions you were going to have to make and things that your builders asked you for, and you thought, well, I've not got any idea what kind of cornicing I want on my on my ceiling, or what style of skirting board I want, or indeed do I want satin, brush satin light switches and plug sockets, or do I just want white ones, you know? And all of these have an extra cost, and if you don't know and don't plan for the complete refurbishment, you don't know what money you've got left to spend on the curtains, which actually have the real dramatic effect when you walk in, because your windows are a real design feature of the home and your windows are the eyes of the home. So, you know, I always kind of try and encourage people to say, well, look, you know, you've got to have the budget left. So these live masterclasses, working with me, small groups, up to 15 people only, so it gives me time to work individually with everybody that's there. And to, I'm just really excited about them, actually, because I can't wait to do them. I love sharing with people.
What time are they?
So it's a full day, 9 o'clock through till 5:30. Launching them on a Saturday at the moment, so then people that are working don't necessarily need to take a day off, but can, you know, treat themselves to a full day. We include a two-course meal. None of this sandwiches, because I don't do sandwiches. No. Amanda knows I don't do sandwiches.
Yeah. Well, I don't do sandwiches.
So we're going to have a two-course meal in the hotel restaurant or whichever venue I end up choosing. It's always going to be a sit-down meal. So a little bit of luxury to it as well.
Lovely.
And yeah, just a real good sort of
fantastic
me day.
It sounds good. So how can people find out more about it? Give us your details. Where can people find you and how can they find out about the masterclass?
Okay, so main place is the website. So that's Unique, which I'll spell it for you because everyone gets it wrong.
Yep.
Y-O-U-N-I-Q-U-E designs, plural, so uniquedesigns.co.uk. And then for the masterclasses, it's /masterclass, and that's got all the details on there, and that will direct you then to the booking site as well. Also on my Facebook group and my Facebook page, so again, just look up Unique Designs and you'll find the Facebook page, and the group is create your happy home, and we'll no doubt talk about that in a little while.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for telling us about it. This is one of those things we could talk about forever.
Oh, I know. Yes.
But unfortunately, well, the show is only an hour long.
I know. I need some advice, actually, don't I, Gemma? Because my office, Gemma's
gone
in.
She does need some advice. Tell you what, let's go to a music break.
Yes.
So the people can have a little bit of a break and listen to the adverts, and then we're going to discuss this when we come back.
Okay.
At Empower, we know that when a seemingly ordinary woman like you chooses to take on the challenge of building a successful business and raising a family, you're setting out to achieve something extraordinary. We want to celebrate the extraordinary work of the invisible mums in business, recognising and celebrating what it really takes to make it. We're excited to introduce a new national prestigious award for mums in the early stages of business. So if you're in the first 4 years of building your business, these awards are for you. Share this video tagging a mum in business you know who deserves to be recognised. It's time for you to be seen, heard, and celebrated. It's time to shine a light on incredible mums in business and show there is another way to do business and motherhood. It's time for the Empower National Business Awards. For more details and to nominate yourself, which is what we really want you to do, or nominate another amazing mum in business you know, visit the website at empowerawards.com.
So you are listening to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk with me, Amanda Flanders. My co-hosts today are Molly Wright from Molly Moodle Media and Gemma Fairclough-Haynes from Orchard Employment Law. And we are joined in the studio by Julie Stevens from Unique Designs. We're going to have a quick musical break, and when we come back, we've got lots to share with you. Oh, and we are celebrating our first anniversary of being on air.
Let's celebrate. Let's celebrate. It's all right. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right.
Networking event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50 plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking event. It's an event not to be missed.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live, register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
The Venues and Events Expo Southeast at the Kent Event Centre, Detling, on Thursday, 31st of May. A one-day exhibition for event professionals, venue finders, PAs, VAs and business owners who want to connect with amazing venues and great suppliers for their events. Whether you are organising a business event, meeting, seminar, conference, workshop, team building or a corporate party, you will find everything you need in one place. We have a variety of talks from industry experts and a series of masterclasses including team building, well-being and much more. To find out more and to book your free place, visit www.venueseventsexpo.co.uk.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
And welcome back to the Business Bunker Extra radio show on channelradio.co.uk/2 and bizradio.co.uk. This is the Friday, the 27th of April. It is our first anniversary of being on air. I am joined in the studio by my two amazing co-hosts, Molly Wright from Molly Moodle Media.
Hello.
Hello. And Gemma Fairclough-Haynes from Orchard Employment Law.
Oh, she's got it so perfect now. You even said Molly Wright.
I know. I'm getting there.
I don't even know who she is.
I know. Molly, what's her name? And of course, our guest in the studio today is the wonderful Julie Stevens.
Hello.
And we have just been hearing from her about how she does and helps clients with designing their happy homes, and we were all just in the zone there. We're like, okay, we want that. We want this lady in our home.
Julie, you're on Twitter, aren't you?
I am.
What's your Twitter handle then?
At Unique Designs.
Okay.
Funnily enough, so do follow. So anyway, listen. This is our first anniversary, and have a glass ready. We're going to be telling you all now all about the events coming up. But before we do, we need to pop the cork.
Are you ready?
Keep it away from the equipment.
Woo!
Sorry if we just deafened you there.
There we go.
We are now, because we're close to 12 o'clock, going to be celebrating our first anniversary. And again, thank you to everybody that supported us so far. We've got another great year planned. And now look at the tweets. Okay, we've had loads of tweets coming in. So we've had the lovely Annabelle from South East Timber and Damp at SE Timber Damp on the Twitter saying she is currently on Virgin train heading to Darlington to see one of her bezies, a weekend of fun. Great, fantastic, have a wonderful time. We have had a tweet from 6-2.
Hi Aaron and co,
thank you for telling me who that was. Hi Aaron, and thank you for listening. So 6-2_tech, be careful on the I can't reach, hang on. Sorry, we interrupt this broadcast so I can grab a glass of bubbly. Does anybody want orange juice? No?
No.
Cool. Carry on.
Silly question.
6-2, Aaron has said, congratulations on your first anniversary, guys. Enjoying the celebrating with you, cake and bubbles. You can have the cake and bubbles in theory unless you want to go out and buy your own. And they are celebrating 8 years in business this year and they're loving every minute of it. Well done. Congratulations on the 8 years.
Can I just say...
What are you doing?
Gemma, full blown, is like, why is it halfway?
Because it's not even half, it's a third.
How did... Okay.
We need to teach Molly how to pour and tip
the
glass.
And we need to teach Gemma that drink driving is a crime. But by all means, here we go.
Don't worry, Prosecco doesn't have any alcohol in it. You're fine.
Yeah,
we've also had a shout out from Spice Master. Thank you very much. Lucy Torball, Richard Bell, our very own Richard Bell, who's joining the Bunker Extra team. Congratulations, everyone. Have a great show today. And he's not jealous. Don't worry, one day we'll have bubbles with you too, Richard. And Southeast Business at Southeast B Magazine on the Twitter have said, have a great show. Thank you very much. And what else is going on? Ladies, let's have a look. We've got so many events and very little time to cover them. So let's have a look at what's going on.
Okay, so we're going into May. Oh, my goodness. Into May. Kent Vision Live at the Kent Event Centre in Detling. I think you know that centre, don't you?
I love it. Well, I don't love it, but I know it. I've been there a lot. It's in my dreams these days.
So on the 16th of May, we've got Kent Vision Live 9 till 4. It's a huge exhibition where you can meet 3,000 visitors and 250 exhibitors, one of which is me.
Yes, you're exhibiting there,
so
aren't you?
So do please come down. I'll be sharing a stand with Linda of Aluxi and Martin White of Supply My Biz.
But do not pick up any USB sticks.
Don't pick up any USB sticks.
We'll be covering on the show the next day. Why not do?
So this is a networking event at another fabulous venue. It's in the Ashford International Hotel. And this is the We Mean Business Networking Day. So it's on Wednesday, the 2nd of May. It's a nice short day. It's 12 p.m. till 2 p.m. A nice time. So you can arrive at noon. We'll have a sit down to start a meeting with a delicious two-course lunch. The meeting will include an introduction, 60 seconds round talk from Susie Fish, area leader, and a talk from the founder, Philippa Constable.
I went to that one yesterday. Not that one, but one of
the
those
Maidstone
ones.
The Maidstone one.
Yeah.
Oakwood House. Did you time travel? Did you?
At Oakwood House, not Ashford.
Yes, I like Oakwood House. And you know what I like? The fact networking with food.
Yes. That's why I was there. I'm going to say I had a fish cake with chips. Very nice. Very nice. Dessert was apple pie, apple crumble.
Not chocolate.
Lovely. No, with ice cream.
Ooh.
And they had fruit for the,
That's the only way you can get Gemma to go networking these days is to make sure you've got food.
I've never heard her talk so enthusiastically like she just did about those fish cake and chips.
Fish cake and chips.
Speaking of good really food nice. And good networking, we have the fabulous Networkers Networking event.
So exciting.
This is an event that runs 4 times a year. But this one, one not to be missed, is at Port Limp Hotel on the 17th of May, 9:30 till 3:30. And the theme for this event is digital. They've got 3 amazing speakers. Well, 2 and Molly. Joking with me, Molly. They've got 3 amazing speakers.
And
they've
you want her to give you more
Molly,
per second?
Molly, right. Yeah, it's because she shorted me in the first instance. Ali Holland and Amy McManus. And this is something that you can dip in or you can come for the whole day. So to find out more about that, do visit butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk/NNE.
And can we just add the fact that we haven't added, because I haven't put it on the email there. We're going on safari.
Oh, yeah. How did I forget that? We're going on a safari.
I think us speakers get VIP access. So sorry, Gemma. You'll have to sit in the back.
I was a speaker at one not so long ago, but not this one.
So us VIP speakers will be on the first on the safari, and we're going to have a really amazing time. And Gemma, you enjoy your time on the safari, not with us.
We'll put her in the trailer in the back.
We'll leave her with the giraffe.
Guys, how is happening at the end of the day? We need to have a minimum of 25 people to make this happen. It's just £10 extra for the day, and we are going on safari at Port Lim. They have an African and Asian experience. So we're going to go and see the giraffes and the camels and the deers and the buffaloes and the zebras. So listen, book on. If you want to come for the day, book on for the day. If you can't make the full day, but you want to just pop in, book without lunch. If you just want to come on the safari at the end of the day, I'm quite happy for you to just book the safari. So we want you to join us at any point during the day. So book your places. We've got just 3 weeks to go. Now I've got one. Oh, I'm dropping my phone. I've got one here that I'd like to quickly shout out. Where's it gone? I got a couple of dragon stuff going on. We've got, now I've lost my thingy.
Shall I do one while you're doing
that? Yeah, go on.
You've had your turn. It's my turn now.
Sorry. It's a problem when you have two co-hosts, you know. There's not enough room for the
two. I'm actually loving this. So, we're staying at Port Lim, and there is, and this is my type of night, a murder mystery night. I've never been to one. I really want to go to one, and probably this is going to be it. Saturday, the 5th of May, so not long. It's 6:45 to 11:30 p.m. So there's been a murder, and there's gonna be.
I know. Do that again.
There's been a murder.
I so want to go to this.
So if you want a chilled glass of bubbly on arrival, you can see the Aspinall Suite in having dinner, play detective and solve the crime. So don't be deceived. It may be you. Oh, can you imagine the excitement? So the dinner price is £49.50 per person, or for a table of 10, for a private table, it's £450. Please note, parties under 10 will share with other guests. For more information and to book your space, call 01303 234 111 or email us. I think it'll be amazing.
Can you imagine it? Murder mystery at Port Lim.
I know.
I have. By the way, I have decided, just so everybody knows, I'm going to start playing the lottery, and when I win a couple of hundred million, I'm going to buy Port Lim.
Okay. Great idea.
Because I just love it there so much. I want to live there.
Yeah, you
Port thinks I'm crazy about. No, I went. We were there last weekend. We took Mum for afternoon tea, and they've opened the Moroccan Terrace.
Oh, lovely.
It's stunning. Can you make that place any more gorgeous? I love it there so much. Come on the 17th of May and find out why I love it so much. It's just so serene and beautiful. And Julie, have you been there?
Not since I was a child.
Okay, you're going to love it,
so
Julie.
So I'm loving it on the 17th because you know I'm there.
Exactly. Julie is there. Julie is my solid helper at the Networkers Networking event. She helps hold things together. You're going to love it. The design in there is just awesome. Anyway, what else we got, ladies? I can't find it.
We've got Be Your Best Self.
Oh, yes.
And that's on Saturday, 19th of May, 9:30 at the St. George Hotel, Rochester. So this is an event run by Tracy Ferguson. That's our Tracy on
fabulous
Twitter.
Tracy. Hi, Tracy.
Do you want to feel more confident and enjoy better relationships? Then this is a group for you. So session one is focus on you. Session two is how confident are you? Three, how do you communicate? And four, moving forward to be your best self. So you'll get workbooks, materials and light refreshments. It's only £80 and 24p. I love when that happens. I think it's because of the Eventbrite fees.
It is, and the 24p.
So to have a look at that, then do book on the Eventbrite. I think she gets really good feedback from these events. So
she's amazing. I mean, Tracy's just amazing what she does. And she does a lot of charity work and she works with Princess Trust.
Yeah.
But her whole ethos, she's just calming. And confidence, and you get so much from her. So yeah, give that a try. It's gonna be a brilliant day.
I'm gonna whiz through the last two that I've got here. So the next ever popular Marsh Networking Over Coffee event is at 10 a.m. on the 9th of May at the Cinque-Port Arms in New Romney. Come and join the buzz. To book, this is a tricky link, but I'll tell you, it's www.tinyurl.com/YBZ77PZY.
I think for that, they just need to follow
Terry.
Just TD Botty.
TD Botty.
Just follow TD Botty, unless you wanted to find that link.
Also, with all of the Marsh Networking, as with a lot of events we cover, if you go to the Biz Radio website, the Business Bunker and Bunker Extra website, you can find all the links and up-to-date information on there.
Cool.
Have you heard about the Venue and Event Expo?
Oh, just in my dreams.
All the time.
I will be nice. I'm always nice.
Can you tell I'm at that point now? I'm like 5 weeks down. Oh, my God.
So
I'm not going to be there to help you, aren't you afraid?
You know what? I am capturing you. I need you, Julie. I need you.
So it's at the Kent Events. Start again. Put my teeth back in. At the Kent Event Centre in Detling. That's Thursday the 31st of May. So although it might seem like a while away, it's not actually. It's going to come upon us really, really quickly. 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again,
don't
the kind
mention
of
the word
exhibition.
Quickly.
Sorry, Amanda, but if you mentioned Christmas earlier this year, okay. We can mention about that maze coming around quickly, okay? So it's 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. But again, this is one of those events that you can dip in or you can stay. Now, if I were you, I would stay, particularly for the workshops.
Well, this is where you're coming from, aren't you?
This is what I'm coming from.
You want to find Gemma on the day. She's going to be in all of the workshops.
The workshops. They've got team building networking with team building with Byte.
Can I just say, I have to add a little bit of extra detail. In the team building with Byte workshops, you're going to be making toys for gorillas.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That is
team
adorable.
Building with Byte work with all the animal reserves. They work with Howlett's, Port Lim and Longleat. And they make toys and feeders and stuff for the wild animals. Can you just...
Real talk. I actually just choked up a little bit. I'm such a softie for animals.
Oh, it's amazing what these guys do. And what they're doing is a networking team building. And he said, well, we know what we're going to do now. We're making toys for gorillas. And what they're going to do in the morning session, they're going to make them. The people on the workshop is going to make them, and then one of their members is going to rush to Port Lim, give them to gorillas and take footage of the gorillas playing with them. We're going to play it in the afternoon.
Such a fantastic idea.
It's so awesome. I want to be there.
I know,
now.
Exactly. Forget what you're doing. You need to be there.
So when you've done your toys, so you need to do all this bit first. You have your toys and then you have day one wellness. That's corporate well-being. And there will be canapes and bubbles from Chives.
More food.
And they're from Chives Catering, who I absolutely love.
I spoke to Deborah the other day.
They're going to have chocolate balls.
She's promised to bring chocolate balls.
It's the only way I'm coming. Yes. It's brilliant, brilliant. Cocktail masterclasses with classes, plural, with UK mobile bars. The event video with That's Bellion film and wine tasting.
Are we getting a lift together to this event? Because I feel like I feel like we need to get Bjorn or Tom to take us because we ain't driving.
I'm sure Bjorn will agree to that, won't you, Bjorn?
Yeah. You already signed up for it, Bjorn. And it doesn't matter that it's half term because Camille can come as well. It's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or not. It's up to you.
No.
Whatever.
No. Love you, daughter. But yeah. So that's going to be another great event. So if you're a venue, you're an event planner, or you provide things, services, and products for events, then you need to be at this. They've got some great speakers. They really have got some great speakers. They've got Molly Wright. See what I did there? Amy McManus. She's going to be talking about using Google for your event. Richard Bell, cybersecurity. Amanda Flanders. Is that Amanda Flanders?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. It's Amanda Flanders.
It says better. Amanda Flanders.
The wonderful Hacks. That's Mike Hacker from Prisma Broadcast. Kubi Springer from She Builds Brands, Gavin Farley and Richard Harper from Into Events. So literally, there is so much on offer. And the thing is, it's free.
It's free, people. Just it's free. We can't emphasise enough. Whether you organise events or not, you know what? Just sign up and come along because you got free masterclass cocktail class.
Most businesses should be doing an event of some sort.
Well, that's the thing. This is a call out for all of the business owners, you know, the business people that run businesses out there. Running an event is a fantastic way to promote your business. Come along and get some ideas. We've got silent seminars going on. We've got Glisser, who are a tech company, who are going to be doing answering and polls during the speakers. So you can actually, you don't have to stand up and ask your question. You can submit it through the app and it's going to be displayed. We have got check out the website venueseventsexpo.co.uk because it's, I can't tell you how excited I am about this. I'm really gutted because I'm going to be running around like a blue ass what's it. I'm not going to be able to take part in any of the workshops.
It doesn't matter because Molly and I will be taking part on your behalf.
Okay. Yes. And actually Molly's speaking and she's doing the social media for the day and she's got a stand. So Gemma, you're in charge of the microphone because you're going to be interviewing people during the day. By the way.
Thanks. Remember. You heard it here first. Breaking news.
Well, you keep
breaking
on going on.
Breaking
that,
news, yeah.
You keep on going on that you want to be part of it.
I do want
it,
to be part of anyway. It.
But fabulous. Listen, we have time for one more and then we have to say our goodbyes.
Why don't we'll do a little collab. So in light of social media, there's two huge social media events that are happening. ZC Live, a fantastic one-day social media and digital event in Kent, is on Friday, the 1st of June, from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. at the Stroud Academy. So worth it. I'll be there doing some live broadcasting. So will Gemma.
I'm a panel member.
Yeah, oh, she's legit. You know, and then you've got Social Day in London.
She
does. Lucy Hall Social Day, and those dates are 31st, the 1st, and
The 30th, the 31st,
30th, and that's in London. And all fantastic.
Fantastic. Thank you guys so much. Can you believe it? Look, where's that time gone?
Flown.
It's like those 55 minutes fly by. It's just not long enough. We need longer at the beginning of the show, I think.
2 hour show.
Amanda. 2 hour show is good. Listen, come back next week. We are going to be here and I have got in the studio, I have got my new co-host, Mark Goldfinch, who is joining the team. And our guest is going to be Ali Hollands. We have got set up for a fantastic show. Don't forget to listen to the Business Bunker show, 1 till 3. Paul has got another great lineup of guests. He always gets loads of guests, but he gets 2 hours. You know, we need 2 hours. We've had great fun. We are now going to cut the cake and eat the strawberries and have a party. Don't worry, we will put pictures on Twitter, so you can see how much fun we're having. And we will be back next week.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders. This is Channel 2.
Channel 2 Talk Radio.